Blog Talk Radio.
Let me see it. Make every minute worth it, baby. This for Arsha, baby. I done been around the world. I done kissed a lot of girls, so I'm guessing that it's true. Made me holler and I bet $1 million. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Bang, bang, bang. Don't nobody kiss it like you. Don't nobody kiss it like you.
It's 5 in the morning. Cush is rolling. Why she making, taking next?
Yeah.
But I hope everybody is here. We're going to talk about Rapture, books 1 through 3 tonight, today. And hopefully I can answer all the questions that you guys might have. I'm on the line with my friend Jamie, who was nice enough to let me use her line because I don't have one. But after today, I'll see if the investment is worth it. She'll be helping me with identifying who's on the line and who has a question. And as you can probably see, if you're on the website, there's a chat box for you to put your questions in there, too. So, let's see. You guys want to start talking about Rush? We can. I was so involved with the music, Good Kisser. I was up here dancing and stuff. So, you got to excuse me. I'm a little out of breath. But whatever you guys want to get started, we can get started on this Rush character that I really didn't know was even going to go to book 3. Like, when I wrote Rapture, it was supposed to be one book because I consider myself a standalone kind of girl. I don't really write series, but it was something about this character and this story that made me want to keep going, and to the point that when I wrote the Rapture, it was a completely different story, and I ended up throwing away like 90,000 words of content, like throwing it away. I was devastated because it took me about 2 months to write that, but it didn't feel right. So we can talk about everything that you want to talk about up to, you know, part 4 and how that's going to be and how I might even split that out into, like, a story that I actually break into chapters on my blog. It's still kind of up in the air because, just some insider backstage stuff. So if anybody wants to start with questions, we can start there. And, again, we can discuss all 3 books. Book 1, book 2, book 3, or just whatever you want to talk about, I'm open to. So let's get started.
Okay. Phone number 330, I'm going to unmute you. Do you have a question for Perry? Phone number ending in 5330.
Okay. That's weird.
Maybe they don't have a question yet. So, Perry, tell me about this book. Hi, everyone. I'm Jamie. I'm Perry's friend. So, tell me about this book. But I haven't read it yet. I'm a horrible friend. I haven't read it yet. So, give me some feedback and tell me what the book is about.
Okay, say that one more time. Like, it's cutting out really, really bad. I'm not hearing anything.
Tell me what tell me what the book is about, because I haven't had the opportunity yet to sit down and read it because, you know, I'm a busy bee. So
that's a shame.
I know, I'm horrible.
It's a shame. No, okay, so it's Rush is my main character, and it starts off with this girl, Alika, who, you know, like so many other women, she's been conversing back and forth with this guy, Curtis, over the internet, and she decides that she's going to take a weekend and come out to the Bay Area and meet him for the first time face-to-face because she's only been talking to him online. And so she comes out to the Bay Area to meet him, and he picks her up from the airport, and everything seems cool. You know, he's the same person that she saw online, cause, you know, sometimes that's not the case. And they're supposed to be spending this nice night together. Like, he's supposed to be treating her, giving her, like, the royal treatment for the weekend while she's out there. But that's not what happens. And so he ends up taking her to this hotel where he assaults her. And being that, you know, she is not from the Bay Area, his assumption was that she wouldn't do anything. She wouldn't try to run or nothing because she didn't know anybody. She didn't have her clothes. Everything was still in the car. But she did. When he got in the shower, she took off. She ran. And I have her running toward this place called Jack London Square that we have here, where she basically runs until she's tired, runs until she sees some lights, and she sees this underground parking lot where she just hops into the first car that she's able to get into that's unlocked. And she hops in the car, gets in the back seat where she falls asleep, you know, because she's tired and all this other stuff that's happened to her just exhausted her. And so she's in the back seat asleep, and by the time the valet brings Rush's car, it's too late for her to get out. You know, she hears the voices, but now she's kind of trapped in the car. She can't get out without, you know, she's afraid to try to get out. So her plan is to, you know, once he gets home or wherever he's going, to get out the car and go undetected, but that's not what happens. He gets home, and he pulls into his garage, and she's in the clear for a minute, but then he decides that he wants his jacket out of the car, and that's when he discovers her back there. And then at first it's kind of like a standoff. He's wondering what she's doing there. She's wondering what he's going to do to her. And before long, like, they both drop their guards. He ends up inviting her inside to tell him what's going on, what happened. And she tells him what happened with the guy, and it kind of just goes from there. She doesn't want to go back because she'd already kind of exhausted all her options for being in Vegas, which was why she was entertaining moving, making that move to this, you know, out this way. And so he invites her to stay at his guest house as a guest for however long she needs. And, the story just kind of builds from there. She ends up going to work for him at his club, and they end up in a relationship. It takes not a minute for them to get there. Once they do get together, it's kind of whirlwind. But it just blossoms from there. And then there's a whole bunch of other stuff that takes place in between, like the guy who she met from the internet. He ended up being like some predator, pimp type of dude, and with connections, indirect connections to Rush that Rush didn't know about via an old childhood friend. So there's like a bunch of sub-characters, co-star, you know, second-level characters that come into play too with all this stuff. So it's kind of mystery, a little bit of suspense, romance, and all of that stuff mixed in together. But you need to read it, Jay. It's three books, girl, so I can't. If I tell you all three, I'll be, like, giving you everything. You're not going to need to read it.
I know. I need to read it. Just charge it to my heart and not my mind. But, so,
girl, you know I usually do. I don't know. Give me a long weekend when I'm not doing anything. You know I sure will sit down and read it. So when you sat down to write this book, did you take from personal experience with it, or you just had this child in your head that needed to be birthed?
Yeah, well, you know that I usually put a little bit of stuff that I know from this book was straight up scratch. Like, I just knew that I wanted an athlete. I knew that for sure. I knew I wanted him to be an athlete, but I knew I didn't want to focus on him being an athlete for the story. I just wanted that as his backdrop. And there was a person that I did model him after when I was trying to think out this alpha male character. But the story itself just kind of came together. It was really, really weird. Like, once I knew who he was going to be, then I just started to write. It just kind of came to me. Like, Alika, the story before was so different. It wasn't even funny. Completely different. I don't even remember it now because I made myself delete it so I wouldn't try to go back for that content, because I kept getting stuck on going back. Oh, well, let me go copy-paste this part. It might work here. So I finally just had to delete it all the way off my computer. But it was a completely different story. I just knew that I definitely knew that I wanted him to be the athlete and have that club. I'm obsessed with clubs for some reason. I think I want a club myself. So I threw the club up in there, but it was all from scratch. She was from scratch. He was from scratch. So it just kind of came together that way.
Okay. Well, cool. And I do notice in some of your books you do have a few clubs in there, and owners of clubs, or they're party planners. So that might be something that you need in your life, sir.
I do. So I really want to.
No, I was just getting ready to give like a little housekeeping note. If you all are wanting to talk to Perry and ask Perry questions, please just hit the number 1 and we'll bring you into the host queue. And I will bring you on the air to talk to our friend Perry Forrest this evening on Blog Talk Radio. Okay, so let's get back to the conversation.
Oh,
so,
yeah,
girl, you know I do this every two times a week.
I know. You're so used to it. I need to start about calling in on the shows. I was really relaxed with this writing and stuff. But I'm glad y'all still doing it, though. But, yeah, that whole club thing, I definitely want a club. I want a three-tier club. Like, I want 3 levels to my club. I want this thing to be huge. Like, I saw a club, not like I was in Spain, but when I was researching clubs, there's this one in Madrid that's just so pretty. I'm like, I want that. I want that so bad. It's just, I don't know, that life. I just want the club. I want a really nice, upscale, exclusive club, though.
Like a membership-only club?
Yes. Membership-only, exclusive, elite, just I was going to say an island, but that's, like, way doing too much. I won't be able to get the island, not real, real soon, but maybe one day, like Tyler Perry. But I do want that that club, and I want an exclusive area where it's like you have to even know somebody to be there, you know, get referred in or whatever. But I want it to be like super nice.
Wow.
Super, super nice.
That'd be nice. Okay. And I'll pay for a membership, honey, because, you know, I like to dance, have a good time, and drink and be happy.
Oh, yeah.
So we do have a caller that's on the line. I'm going to bring you in. Phone number ending in 6084. You're on the air with Perry.
Hey, Perry, this is Tracy.
Hi.
So I have a question. I know that this story has spread across 3 books, and now it's going into 4. How do you know? How do you know would stop the story and then leave it for another book? Is it based on word count, your inspiration? How do you do that?
I don't even really have a formula for it, Chase. I just, like, even with this story, I really try to make sure I'm giving the readers a good word count for their money and then for their entertainment, and making sure that I cover enough. So I usually even turn my word count off. I have, like, a little piece of paper in the corner where I don't even see my word count. I don't want to see it. I, like, take it off right after I save and get ready to shut down for the day or something like that, but I try not to look at it, because what I never want to do is give fluff like some people do. They try to give a lot of fluff to fill up, get the word count up. But I just usually stop it where, and that is really an interesting question, because, like, with this one, I kept ending chapters, and I'm like, okay, this is where I'll put the end, and I'll go back. Like, I'll be in the shower and be like, no, you can't end it right there. You have to add something and make, like, a little bridge to the next section. Like, it never dies. And so with this one, it ended at 86,000, which I didn't mean to go that far. But, yeah, I just kind of stopped it. And this one here, I actually had to play around with the ending because at first I had the last scene as what happened to Greg when he was in prison, when he went to, well, he went to jail where Curtis was. Not Curtis. Oh, God, what's his name? What's Janae's brother's name? I forgot. Anyway, I had it ended there, and I'm like, no, you can't end it there because, oh, they're not the main characters. End it with the main characters. So they had to switch some stuff around. But it's really just kind of like you're on, I can't hear everybody else, but I'm just kind of on autopilot with that. I have no idea how I know where to end it or anything like that. I just know I approach it from a reader's perspective, where if I was the reader, what part would I mind the author leaving me at, where it doesn't feel like they're being dragged on into a cliffhanger or whatever, whatnot. And as far as knowing about the next book, I usually don't. I really just feed off of the readers. I kind of try to give the readers what they want. If I get a big response, like that's what happened with the first Rapture book. I literally got at least 10 to 12 emails a day from people that I didn't know. And it was so humbling because it had never happened with any of my other books before. And so literally I had people emailing me telling me not to make the little girl Michaela Rush's kid because that would mess up the dynamics with him and Alika. And I'm like, yeah, that's real life. I'm not going to do that. That's his child, and it's going to remain his child. And, you know, from anybody that was just like, oh, my God, I just, like, I got just got a bunch of response from it. So that's what made me do a part two, because I honestly go into every book as a standalone. I think in my mind it's like people ain't going to hear no more of it after you do the first book. They're not going to want to hear anymore, so just put that first book out and keep it moving. But when the responses start to come in, then that's what kind of triggers me to bring a second, third book to it. Well, third now, almost fourth. But that's just what drives me. Definitely not me. I don't have anything outlined where I'm like, okay, this is going to be for book one, this is for book two. In fact, I don't outline at all. I don't know how to outline. I used to get marked down a grade in school because I didn't know how to outline. So I still don't know how to outline. I was kind of freestyle. Hopefully I answered the whole question.
Yeah, that is. Thank you.
No problem. Anybody else?
Remember, if you do have a question for Siri, please press the number one, and I will bring you into our host queue. Thank you so much, caller, for your question.
Ms.
I'm going to place you back on mute while I bring in the other caller. All right, we have a question from phone number ending in 6103. You are on the air with Perry.
Hey, Perry, it's Jackie.
Hi, Jackie.
So my question is about Bart.
So
I was waiting for the scene where Rush confronts Bart after learning that he's been with Michaela's mom.
Right.
Is there a future confrontation?
See, I wanted to do that, and I was torn, Jackie, because I was like, okay, so are people going to start to think that Rush is really tripping off of this whole thing, and he's supposed to be with Alika? And so I played back and forth, you know, back and forth with it. But I'm definitely now that you mentioned it, going to find a way to bring it up, because something that I kind of tried to play it off like Rush just knows Bart is a whore and that he just, you know, kind of chalked it up. But he definitely needs to say something because, you know, he was intimate with her around his daughter, maybe not. Rush doesn't know. So he definitely should have said something to him, but I think I will bring that into, like, book four because that would have made a little bit of sense, but I was just nervous that people would have thought that Rush still had, like, some kind of lingering feelings for Janae when he doesn't. So, but I definitely will cover that. That would be funny, though. I might make it into, like, a comedy scene. Not fully comedy, but I'm definitely going to have him bring it. But thanks for that. That's a good idea.
I try to help.
What's this? Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I got distracted. It's a message in my inbox. I was trying to read it at the same time. But yeah, thank you, though, Jackie, for that. I don't know. I guess I could have to figure out how to revisit it. Oh, that would be pretty easy. Okay. I'm sitting here thinking out loud. But yeah, definitely, I'll cover that. I'm sitting here thinking out loud. You're welcome.
Thank you, Jackie, for your question. Did you have any other questions for Perry?
I got a million, but I'm going to let somebody else ask a question.
Go ahead. You go ahead and just shoot.
What was my next question? Well, I know that you've mentioned that Quentin is in your mind.
Oh, yeah.
Are we going to see a little bit of a triangle with that Quentin situation?
I think so. You know, at first I played around with a couple of ideas with that. At first I was kind of going to be like, okay, Rush wants to stay out of it, but Rush knows that Quentin has a lot of women. I'm one of Quentin's women. So, I mean, just like, is he really going to sit back and let his sister date this dude? But, you know, he's still getting back in with Jamie. They're still good. So I don't want him to be like the heartless brother that's just kind of like going to say his sister. But she's been around Quentin for years. She knows who he is. So it'll really be her entering at her own risk. And then I was definitely going to play that, though. But I was going to play it from the angle of, you know, Quentin being one of those people that he really liked kicking it with Tracy, but Tracy wasn't really expressing how she felt about him. So he didn't really have anything to go on. But for her, she didn't express it because she knew, you know, his whole player mentality, and so she didn't know how he felt. So I was definitely going to – I didn't know if I was going to do the triangle or not. So I don't think Jamie is his speed. Jamie is a closet freak, and she likes to, you know, do her little stuff in the dark. But that might work for Quinn. I don't know what Jamie is looking for right now because I kind of wanted to write her. She just kind of needs to take a break because she was with that man for years because her daddy wanted her to be. And so – right now she just wants to play, but I definitely am going to give Quentin, I want to give Quentin his own book, his own story with those two girls in it, Jamie and Tracy, and Quentin's business, which I've already built that out. I've already started writing for Quentin, actually. So I definitely want to give him his own story and then maybe bring that whole triangle into the picture with it. But I still have to think it out, like what would make sense for it, because I never stated that Quentin was ready to settle down like Rush. Like, Rush wasn't ready to settle down either. It just kind of happened. So I don't know if I would do something like that with Quentin or if I would just keep him as he is. Because Quentin, like, when I have his whole character mapped out for him, because I'll tell you, I'm his woman, so I kind of had to, like, get in his head a little bit. So I have his whole character mapped out already. And he's a little complicated. So I definitely think that his story will be interesting, and it'll be up to one of those as to who ends up kind of like getting his attention in the end, and if it's going to be the girlfriend or if he's going to take it further. But I definitely am going to do something triangular with those both three people.
Okay.
Yep, certainly. And I think so the thing with four, for whoever is listening, I want to do four. There's some sticky tape going from, you know, because, okay, I had a publisher for books one and two, and then I went back for three, not back to that label, but I went back just to do three because it made sense for me to keep the books there because I didn't want to get covers redone, I didn't want to lose my reviews, and so it just made a lot of sense to keep them there. So it's a business move on my end and hers. And so with four, I just don't know how that's going to work out because I'm an indie author and that's how I like to keep it. And so we'll figure it out, though. I'm definitely not going to let the readers down. And four I've already started to write. Four has a lot of the Alika's part is a lot in four, like who her mother is, why she's coming back right now, who her daddy is,
and, you know, it's kind of big. It'll be focused on her and Rush still, but there will be a lot. We got a lot of Rush's background, so now I'm going to bring some of Kalika's into it. And then probably segue towards the end into Quentin. But Quentin, he'll play a part throughout, so that'll give me a chance to segue him and just do a spinoff instead of Rapture 5 and 6 through 10 and all of that. I'm not, no. So, yeah.
Good. One more question, then I'll stop. what made you decide to bring Carl into the story?
Oh, well, I wanted some closure for his mom. Like, I just felt, as a woman, I think I kind of put myself in her shoes. Like, she really lost a whole lot back then because of Rush's father. She lost her son. She lost, you know, the only man that she felt like she ever loved. Like, she was pretty young when I separated her from Rush. She was, I think I wrote her at, like, age 26 when she left. And so she was still in her mid-20s, you know, and for a woman to go through that at such a young age, I just tried to get inside of her head and see how that made her feel and if it made her standoffish. And I didn't want for, like, in the book, how I said something about her never really getting into more serious relationships because she would have felt guilty. She had to leave her son. Because she was still, like I said, only 20-something. She could have went on and had 2-3 more kids. Got remarried and everything, you know, but I didn't let her do that. I just had her, you know, working and living this new life and stuff like that. But I think because I'm a psych major, like I always think about the psychological aspect of what people might be going through. And so for her, I just really put her in the place of this woman needs something to let her know it's okay to live now. And I just figured that the best way to do that would be to bring back the person who made her feel whole. You know, and so I actually, honest to God, when I was writing the scene with her in the grocery store getting the stuff for that lasagna, that Carl part was completely accidental. I didn't even know I was writing it. I don't know if Siobhan told me to write it, Gia Olivette told me to write it. One of them characters took over the pen, and it just kind of happened that way. It was not planned. None of it was planned. And so then I just kind of went with it. But I just thought from a woman's perspective for her to, I didn't want to involve her with anybody new because for me as a writer to do that meant that I would have had to build out this whole new relationship that would have taken away from Rush and Alika. And my goal was to stay with them as much as I could, but to give like little pieces of other areas. And I figured bringing Carl back wouldn't take so much of the story over, but since she already had a history with this person, I could kill it in, like, the flashback and not have them take over so much of the story, where a new dude would have been like, oh, they met, they locked eyes, oh, they're in the dating phase, oh, she's sleeping with him, oh, she doesn't know if she wants to be with him, he has to meet Rush, you know. So this way it was somebody that Rush may or may not have seen when he was little and just didn't know who the man was type of thing. So I just wanted to give her back him. Just give him back.
Sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thanks for asking. Good questions. I like them.
Thank you so much, Jackie, for your questions, and we do appreciate them. Does anyone else have any questions? You can press the number one, and it will bring you into the host queue, and you will be able to talk with Perry and ask any question you would like. Doesn't matter how many. You can ask whatever.
What was I getting ready to say? I can't even remember. I'm so confused right now. I'm working on like two other books, like, and then trying to figure out this whole four situation. Now I see people deal with when they have like contract negotiations and all of that kind of stuff. Like, it comes down to, do I want to, you know, go back and do this book over there because that's where it was, or do I, you know, it's, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but I definitely want to make sure I'm not leaving anybody hanging and get all the answers to the questions answered. So, but if nobody else has any questions, you don't have to hold up your line there.
You say what?
I said, no, if there's no other questions, we don't have to hold up that line.
Oh, no, you all are fine. I am listening and taking in this book. I do believe we do have another question. Wait a minute, where did you go? Okay. Ms. Jackie, I'm going to place you back on hold. If you want to come back into the hold queue and have another question, just press the number one, and I will bring you back in. Well, no, I think that person decided they didn't want to anymore. They took themselves out the hold queue. So you said you're working on other stuff too. What else are you working on?
Too much. I'm definitely doing special delivery, but it's a different title, but it's with Gavin, because I feel like a middle school kid with special delivery. I feel like I let the readers coerce me into redeeming this man, and I wasn't ready to redeem him, and I'm really pissed about that, because before Russ, Gavin was my favorite, and then I had to just get over him, because I don't know. So now I've started to write his story, and I'm going to see how that plays out. It's a Gavin Brooks story, but it's not like Special Delivery 3, even though it's still the same characters. I just didn't want to do the whole thing. You know, I want to be a little original with it. So it's still a Gavin Brooks story, so definitely his. And then there's one that I'm working on right now that I'm having this lady build a cover for. And once she builds the cover, and once I get to at least 40K done, then I'm going to announce what that book is. I like to wait a little bit because there's so many jackers out there, jacking titles and covers. It's just thick. So I'm going to wait hopefully about a month and announce it. But those are two main things. And then Rapture 4, of course, I'm still mapping that out.
Well, I do see that we have some other questions on the line. All right, I'm going to bring in phone number ending in 4266. You are on the air with Perry.
Hi, Perry. This is Millie. And it's not so much that I have a question. Hi. Is I want to thank you. You addressed a lot of very serious issues, you know, the human trafficking, the drugs, the issues with meeting people online, and you women having to give up their children. And you did all this, and you still gave us a love story.
Thank you.
And the two main characters are so strong. I mean, for Alika to go through all that and come out, you know, not taking any BS from anybody. You know,
yeah.
She could have just fallen apart, you know. And
right.
To have to deal with a man as strong as Rush, you know.
Right.
So I really appreciate that.
Thank you so much. And as far as Alika,
I can't wait for 4, you know, and hearing about the antics that those kids get up to, because I'm sure they will. Especially if you got Rush that's just like his daddy.
Right.
Giving everybody the side eye already.
That was funny. And I mean, those kids, I wish I could fast forward and make them teenagers and then give them a story, because you know there will be something else, especially Russ, like something else. And Michaela, I think she got it, that little funk in her too, to be some, you know, be a little fireball.
Yeah.
The older sister,
I think she's going to be very protective. I imagine those kids are going to be big. So hey,
yes,
maybe we'll
seriously.
Do one and you'll say 20 years in the future or 15
That's
years
true.
Later.
That's very true. Yeah. I could definitely do that, because I want a story with those babies. They have to have a story.
Yes.
So cute. But thank you so much. I really appreciate that. Really appreciate it.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Like I said, I just thank you for doing that story. It was just so much. It was wonderful.
It was a lot. And I actually had a person that emailed me that felt like I brushed what happened to her under the carpet too soon. And, you know, I had to tell them I understood where they were coming from. But honestly, that scene with Aaliyah happened to me for real. And I feel like it was somebody that I knew. She didn't know Curtis. But what happened to me, it was somebody. And I won't even say I knew him. He was, mm-hmm. he had visited my house with a friend and her friend. And they left. We all set up. Okay, it was a situation where we all set up all night. We were just hanging out, watching TV and stuff like that. And then the next morning, like about 6 or 7 in the morning, they all got ready to leave. And when they got ready to leave, I got ready to get in the shower. Well, my friend, she knows, lock the door behind you guys when you go. But I don't know if she thought it was funny or cute or whatever, but she left this man in my house. And so when I came out of the shower, he was there. And it just kind of went from there. And, I mean, I was in such shock. The only thing I could think of after it happened was I just went and sat in the shower and huddled in the corner and I bawled. I didn't tell my mom because I had, it was nobody there but me. It was my apartment. And when I finally regrouped, I got on the phone and I called the clinic and asked them if I could come in for a morning after pill. And I went right back home and just got in the bed and stayed there. And for like 2 months, this person, he ended up actually getting killed by somebody's brother who he raped. And that happened like a year or so later. I only heard about it. But I didn't, you know, for me, I couldn't afford to. Well, I think for me, I was, for one, scared to tell anybody, especially my family, because my brothers would have probably assassinated him. And then just for me as a woman, like, because I didn't even confront my friend for a while. And I didn't even confront her for a long while. I just held it in. But I just went on. I went on until it just wasn't even in my mind anymore, and then I could write about it. So that was kind of like therapy for me. So when they, you know, kind of like attacked me that I didn't stay on it long enough, I just kind of wrote it from my own perspective and how I dealt with it at the time. You know, some people, they live with it for years, and I think when I found out that he was murdered, I wasn't happy. I don't want anybody to die, but I'm like, for the same reason from what he did to me, like that was just really, really crazy and early, early karma. Cause it was like a year.
Yeah.
So,
and,
but I really appreciate your comment.
And I love the bar scene when he got in the fight. I think I read that around 3 or 4 times just to laugh. So, you know, drink it. I was like, oh my god. So,
I think my favorite so far was him fainting in the delivery room. I didn't mean to write that either, but that was just, I don't know what made me do that, because Russ seems like he's too macho to even, like, pass out or something like that. But I had to put that in there. That was just funny, because I couldn't even stop laughing while I was writing it. So.
Yeah.
But, again, thank you very much. I appreciate that, your call.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much, Millie. I'm going to be placing you back on hold so that we can move on to the next caller. All right. I have area code. Have several in here. So if you've already spoken, just let me know, and I'll move on to the next one. 4790.
Yeah, that's me.
Hello?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Jennifer, Charlotte,
how are you?
Oh, fine. Oh, my goodness. Sorry, I'm sorry. We was having dinner, and I totally forgot. Oh, my God, I'm so excited to talk to you.
Is that Tia?
Oh, my God, I'm super fangirling over here. I'm sorry. I need to calm down a little bit.
Okay, so, all right, so my first round of questions. No, just one. Okay, so thank you. Foremost, thank you for, you know, telling us that story just a few minutes ago. And that's very brave of you. And my question is, Josh and Aaliyah, they seem to
they met, for me, they sometimes when they got into conflict, they sort of mended fences really quickly. Like when the scene when they were in the bedroom after his mom introduced him, after dinner, his mom had introduced him to her new beau, and they were kind of arguing in the bedroom. He's telling her that she's too accepting, and he kind of brought up her past a little bit. And to me, he was kind of throwing it in her face. And, you know, I understand she took the high road and didn't get into it. So my question to you is, why did you make her not, you know, get into it with him and be more mad at him?
Okay, who was this again? Sorry. Who was the person
Cheryl Murdoch.
No. I'm not asking.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm saying, like, who was the two people? They were in the bedroom,
yeah.
You said? Who was it?
Yeah, well, remember when after dinner with Rush's mom and her new beau?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Rush and Alika were in the bedroom after dinner, and because he was pissed, and he kept saying to her, you know, you're too accepting. It's too soon for you to be accepted. Yeah, and
mm-hmm.
why are you, you know, especially after what you've been through. To me, that was him throwing it back into her face, and she kind of, like, she got mad for, like, a quick second, but then she kind of, like, you know, she took the high road and everything, but I just wanted to see her kind of, yeah, he's alpha, but I just wanted her to kind of, like, remind him, like, yo, you know, you don't have to throw that in my face, and you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. I'm not sure what angle I was taking with that. I don't even think I thought about that, actually, when I think that in her mind he was being protective of her, his mom, and she didn't really feel like she had too much to stay in that way. I'm really not sure why then. I don't think I thought of it. Well, at least I tried not to write it that way, but it's all about perception. So if that's what you saw, then I kind of failed in that way. But I didn't, when I wrote it, I wasn't trying to have him come at her about something that she'd been through or anything like that. I thought that the way I wrote it, I was just trying to get him to make her see that everybody is not who they appear to be at the beginning. Like, you have to kind of people observe a little bit longer than that. But because she's so close to his mom and she's just super excited that his mom finally has somebody, she, you know, and then how she got rushed and she just feel like love, love, love. Everybody can have love. But I don't know. I didn't realize that I was writing it in a way that it looked like he was kind of like, what you're saying is like probably talking down to her and reminding her of something that she went through in her own past, probably with Curtis or something like that. I honestly didn't look at it like that. I didn't try to write it that way. I think that she was looking at Rush as being like the protective son. It was all about him at that moment, and you're right. So I didn't make it enough about her and how she might have been feeling and how she could have popped off in that situation and been like, hold on, back up, don't throw that in my face. Because I don't think that he was throwing Curtis in her face at all. Like, I think he knows not to do that. So I really don't think it was that, but then what else could it be? So
yeah, it's like, but like you said, it's all about perception, because, you know, I may have taken it that way, but I'm sure there's other callers listening in that totally saw it your way. So like you said, it's all about perception. But, you know, that's the gift that writers have. They can make people, everyone can be reading the same book, but then they can make hundreds of people see something totally different. So to me, I think that right there speaks to the gift that you have, that, you know, it just wasn't just a broad statement. It's like you could look at it so many different ways.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I was trying, because now you got me here to go back and read it. Go back and read it and see how it actually, you know, could have come off. Like, I'm not opposed to doing that. But, yeah, definitely fit. Have been something like that, because I try my best not to even have Rush bring Curtis up, because if you notice, she doesn't even know what happened to Curtis, and I don't want her to, you know, that's purposeful.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want her to know what happened to Curtis, you know, because then I have to tackle, will she be okay with it? The person that she is, we haven't delved into that side of her. Will she be okay knowing that somebody was murdered because of her or, you know, anything like that, you know? So, but yeah, I have to look at that. But thank you, Cheryl. Thank you so much.
Just so excited to talk to you. It's just so awesome. And
just you know, it's cool, you know, how you stay active, you know, you interact with your fans, especially on the posts and your Twitter and stuff. I don't need anybody following me, so I don't do the Twitter, but so Facebook's my thing, and I follow you on Instagram and stuff. But I just wanted to point out, I think that's what makes a better connection with someone, especially an author. You know, you keep interacting with your fans, and you know, and those one-on-one conversations. And you know, this last week with some of the topics you had, I've been here over here in Georgia just cracking up, and I just like stuff like that. And you're so real, you know what I mean? You're just like. I'm a part of a couple of other groups, and I know some of the callers who are probably listening in are also a part of those groups. And I'm not gonna lie, your group is the liveliest and the realest. And I don't know. I just want to say, you know, you're awesome, and your books are awesome. And you know, keep up the good work. You know, keep being you and keep being true to yourself, because that is what's going to, you know, keep the loyal followers, keep the ones that, you know, like you say, ride or die, because, you know, they like the realness. They don't like the phoniness. And I'm so glad, you know, like your characters are like everyday people. Brush, you know, he's a athlete. Then, you know, he opens up a club. Okay, so then you've got, you know, Gavin, who's the, you know, the UPS/IPS delivery guy. And, you know, you've got the whole detective agency with the, you know, the women detective who's looking out for the cheaters. Those are real people, because I am so over the billionaires. I am so over that. I'm like, in reality, am I gonna walk down the street and trip over one and then live happily ever after? No. But your characters are real. They're more real to real life situations than anything else. You know what I mean? So just keep, right. just keep it like how you have, and trust me, like you say, you grow in your brain, and you trust me, your brain will grow.
Thank you, Cheryl, so much. And, you know, I was going to say, like, to you, like, I really enjoy you being in my group. Like, I love you guys. I really feel like I know all of y'all. And if you notice, like, I'm not out there on my timeline trying to just pull people in the group for the sake of having them there. Like, I want it to be close-knit. And, you know, if it continues to grow, that's good. But where we are right now, I really like that. It's intimate. Everybody, you know, we're active. We know each other. It's respectful. And you guys are just like, when I said that it's times where I log on to Facebook and go straight to that Playhouse, I'm not lying about that. Sometimes I don't even know what's on that timeline, because I go straight there and then chat with y'all. My screen stays on that group. And then I log back out and come back in. But that's just what y'all mean to me. I mean, the people that are in there and asked to be there was because they enjoy my work, and that is humbling, because I swear I never thought people were going to be reading this stuff. I just thought I would write it, and maybe my mama would read it. Yeah, she would make my aunties read it, and, you know, because she'll call Cincinnati and be like, y'all pick up the book. It's a new book out and stuff like that, or she'll forward the newsletters. But, like, the love that I get is just, I can't even describe it. I'm appreciative of all of it, like all of it. So just thank you for being part of my world, like really, and for wanting to be.
No problem. It's my pleasure. Trust me.
Thank you so much, Cheryl, for hanging out with us tonight. If you want to call back in and speak with Perry again, just press the number one, and they'll bring you back into the host queue. I am going to place you as host. And you will continue to be able to listen to the show. Next caller that will be coming in, I know you have been very, very patient, and we do appreciate your patience. Your phone number ends in 7111. You're on the air with Perry.
Hi, Perry. This is Candace. How are you doing?
Hey, Candace. I'm good. How are you?
Good. One question I had was Rush, I know you said you wanted him to be an athlete, but was he modeled off of anybody? And was Alika, like, I know you told your story, but did you also have someone else that she was modeled after as well? like in your mind when you made the book picture and all of that too?
Not really. Well, Rush, Rush was he was modeled after somebody, and the person wasn't an athlete or anything like that. He was just really one of those. This person that Rush was modeled after used to actually be in the Army Special Ops. He was Special Ops, and he was my ex, and he committed suicide in 08. And he was just that guy that was, you know, we could be walking down the street and he never wanted me to walk next to the sidewalk. He would, like, put his arm around my waist. He was Southern, like, from Memphis. And he was just super protective and, you know, no-nonsense type of person. And so Rush is completely modeled after him. And he, you know, just his demeanor and the way that he, like, a quiet storm. You know, like, you don't want to provoke them. They're not nest starters, but they definitely won't back away from it. And, you know, clearly Elijah has some turmoil that he couldn't get past for him to commit suicide, but, you know, that was all the PTSD stuff. But, you know, Rush is just, they're just like one the same. I think I even made them both Leos because Elijah was August 1st and Rush is a Leo also. So, but, and Alika, she just kind of came to me. So, she just kind of came to me. I just tried to figure out what kind of woman would be the best type of match for him.
Because whenever I and not to cut you off, but whenever I look at the book covers, I could see them embodying the embodying your characters. So that's why I was just, you know.
Yeah, I think they actually fit very, very well. Yeah. It took me four days to find Alika before I found somebody and was like, okay, that's her. That's her. When I saw Rush, it was just kind of like he was actually, I'm one of those people, I do it kind of backwards. Like I'll look at a picture and can write something from the picture versus writing it first and then looking for a picture. So once I saw Rush, I already knew who I was going to make him into. But and then when I mapped out her, it took literally 4 days and probably 7 hours out of each one of those days off and on looking through images. That's the hardest part of this whole thing. Which is why sometimes I just want to go with imagery. But, yeah, thank you for that. I actually look at them and see them as Rush and Alika now. Like, they are the staple for Rush and Alika. No matter who else uses them, they're Rush and Alika.
Yeah. And then I had one more question. Will we see more of Gavin in Rapture 4?
Actually, Gavin, I'm writing his own book now for him. Like, I'm going back to Gavin. I had left Gavin before because I don't know if you heard me or not, but I said that the readers made me redeem him quicker than I wanted to.
Yes.
So now I started his he's going to have his own book, but I wanted to bring more of him into Rapture, him and Christina, or more of him, not really Christina as much, but I'm definitely going to – he won't be in 4, though, in answer to your question. 4 is going to be more focused on Alika and her whole parentage and her – while her mom is trying to come in her life right now and all of that stuff. I have all of that mapped out. So it'll be primarily about her. But, of course, you know, the sub-characters will make appearances. But I haven't really found a way to maneuver Gavin into that. I might by the time it's all written. But for right now, I hadn't planned on it.
Oh, and one more question piggybacking off of Jackie and regarding Bart. Will you knock him out? Because I wanted to knock him out.
You want me to get him beat up? I'll have Rush beat him up. I definitely would do that because Jackie made sense when she said that. Like, Rush did, like, I pictured Rush when I was writing that scene, like, he's sitting in the chair nodding his head like, okay, I have to go and see him about something then. You know, like, he downplayed it to the detective guy, but in his mind is like, yeah, I need to go and see him about something. Because, you know, Bart been through enough with Rush, regardless to whether that was his ex baby mama 9, 10 years ago or whatever, he still should have said something. So, yeah, I definitely, maybe I will get him beat up because Rush didn't beat him up enough that in the first book.
Well, and that's why I was like, I thought for sure some blows was going to, they were going to fly. We're going to fly that
right.
day. So I was looking forward to that, but then I was like, okay, maybe you're going to hold it. You know, I could find it in another book. So
you but sound like you a little bit of a thug, Candace, like a thug.
Yeah.
You get people
beat
up.
No. I leave that for Tia. So,
I know, right?
Yes. But But I really appreciate it, and thank you very much for your time, and I love your books.
Thank you.
So,
thank you so much. No worries.
Have a good evening.
You too.
Thank you so much for your call. I do have another person waiting online to talk to Perry. Phone number ending in 9366. Okay. Yes. Phone number ending in 9366. You're on the air with me.
Hi, Perry. Cool. It's Tia.
Hi, Tia.
I rushed home from dinner just to be able to log in, so I have missed a whole lot. However, I needed to make sure I could call in.
That is so sweet. Girl, you didn't tell me. Did you eat all your food, digested and
No,
stuff?
I did not. I did not eat all my food. I did not eat all my food. I have a to-go box because I just had to make sure I could get in to the call. Because I have, of course, a couple statements.
Okay.
So, my first statement, because I like to blast you, I just want to know when Rush and Tia will have their encounter in,
oh, my God.
In Rapture 4. And because the thug in the skirt likes to have confrontation, I just need to know when her and Alika get to fight about it and, you know, we have our scene because he's mine. And, you know, I did hear you saying you didn't know the right woman to put with him, and I was it. So I'm a little offended that she got my place.
Well, I didn't know you at first. For your birthday,
okay, so
remember, I put you
we
on
just
the
picture
with him.
I know, and that just didn't, it wasn't enough, so I'm just saying that I think we need to have a redemption because me in a picture with him was wonderful, but I'm like, that was a tease, so I think I need a cameo with him, a scene, and I mean, you know, and I don't even know how you need to work that in, but if we're going to have an ending with Rapture 4, I need to be in there with him, I'm just saying.
Okay, and who's going to explain that to your man? Because don't put my name in.
He will be just fine. I'm just saying. He'll be. It's not like he reads any of the books anyway, so he would never know.
Oh, my God.
So he would never know. I'm just saying we could. I told you could do a combination of my first, the real government name, I hate, and Tia, and we can fix that up.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, he will find out because Alika's kind of a thug, too. And so when y'all get to scrapping, you're going to be ready.
Whatever you need to do, I'm just saying it. Whatever you need to do, I'm just saying I need to be able to work myself into this picture because I just think you're doing me a disservice right now.
He's cheating on you, right?
He is cheating on me, and I am offended because she is the other woman.
No. But she had a baby, she's had twins, so I think you better talk to him about going up and these girls are all like that because she just had some twins by this man. So
I know. And see, I'm offended. And see, that's all the more reason why our fight needs to be brutal because – you know, she snuck in when I snuck out, and I'm offended. on a more serious note, don't mess with me. You are on the radio, and I know there are other people listening. So I just want people to know publicly that Rush belongs to Tia, and he has always belonged to me. So any other body else that want to come in, it's too late. I already had him, already staked my claim.
You are going to get hate mail, and I have nothing to do with that.
It's okay. You know what? I am all prepared, no biggie.
Okay.
So he's mine. He belongs to me.
Don't tag me on none of it because it's going to happen.
You know what? I'm a big girl. I can handle it.
Okay.
All I'm saying is he belongs to me. He belongs to me. So you go ahead and work on that scene. I will work on dealing with the haters that can't live with the fact that he's mine.
Yeah, okay. All right.
You got on another comment. Note, though, I want you to know how much I love you. I love your work. On a more serious note, I do enjoy talking to you. I enjoy your interaction with your page, and I love how you love me. So I just want you to know I appreciate you. Outside of the fact that you make me smile, you make me laugh on a daily basis, I want you to know how much I appreciate you, how much I appreciate your work, how much I love your work, and how much I'm mad at you for not being in Orlando this weekend for me to personally be able to love on you. And I'm like, you know, I got to meet all of my favorites with the exception of you. So that was kind of bittersweet for me, but I'm sure we will get that opportunity, and that's okay. But yeah. I do want you to know how much I love you, how much I appreciate you, how much I enjoy your work. Keep doing what you do, regardless of all the haters that you have, regardless of what people say about you, what don't think you are. You are a awesome and phenomenal writer. Keep doing what you do.
I appreciate that, and I love you too. You know that.
I do. And see, all the more reason why I'm still saying, because I know how much you love me.
I'm not doing it.
I still am waiting. I'm waiting. Don't play me, Perry. Have a separate, can we have a separate something?
You know, I'm
how about
give
you
a
do
whole
a scene
blog
for
post.
Me?
I'm going to give you an entire blog post with this meetup. You gave me a brilliant idea. I'm going to do it.
Do you have a blog and I don't know about that?
I do, but I'm trying to, I don't like my blog because I lightweight censor myself, which is something I said I would never do. But, you know, you read all this stuff on, oh, when you're an author, you have to be politically correct. But I have too much to say to be politically correct. So
right.
I will put you, I'm going to do a blog post. You just gave me an idea. Watch, you're going to love this one.
Okay, so if you are blogging, I need to know the information. I do not know. So inbox it to me.
Oh,
or
I will post the link as soon as your little escapade goes live. You'll see it. You will see it.
Well, here's the thing. Make it worth it. I'm just saying,
of
if
course.
I got to have the hate mail, make it worth it. Because I can handle the hate mail. Because
okay.
I am still saying I am the special Rush side piece. So everybody else need to find another boo because he's mine.
Oh, Lord. Okay, yeah, we got to write this thing. You don't see. I can't wait to put this link up in the group. I cannot wait.
You know what? Just make it good. So make me feel like I was actually in the room with him. It is hot
Absolutely.
And steamy. If I got to have it bad, it needs to be worth it in the end.
No, definitely. Just listen. When I tell you it's gonna be good, watch me work. Watch me work. And I'm gonna put that link right up in the group, and you and everybody can read it.
Okay. Good. 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 So I have another question for you. When I know I missed probably the bulk of what happened, and I'm sorry. I would have loved to be in the beginning of it. When are you expecting to release? I heard you're doing Gavin. That's awesome. Jackie will love that, and I love Gavin as well.
You're like, but anyway.
Yeah. I do. I like Gavin, but of course Rush is mine. So you know, Jackie's got Gavin on lock. But when do you anticipate having Rapture 4 done? And then Gavin, I heard you said you're writing Gavin now. So when will that book come?
Well, so Rapture 4, I had already started it like as soon as the publish button was hit on 3. So Rapture 4, if I just sit down and apply myself to it, I can be done with that in like a month. I'm just really trying to figure out the business side of things. And so once I figure that out, because, you know, the other 3 books were with my ex-publisher, and I'm an indie author. And so I'm just trying to figure out what avenue I want to take with that. But definitely there will be a 4 because it's more than about me at this point. It's really about the readers. And so I'm going to deliver it regardless. It's just going to be like the how and what makes better, what makes sense for business. But
I thought
my plan was to release it before before July. So
okay.
Yeah.
So then where do you see book? Do you see that being the conclusion book? I know I told you that I was okay with it ending, but you know I'm really
you
never
sure
not.
Did.
So
you
I did, but I lied. I lied. I know, but you know I lie. You know I lie because, you know, when I go through my rush withdrawals right after finishing the book, all of that goes out the window. So, you know, I try to be accommodating for you because I know how much work it is and I know how taxing it is, but I lied to you. So, do you anticipating that being the last book or do you anticipating, you know, having more to say with these characters at the end of this new book?
So definitely there will be spinoffs. I already foresee one for Quentin, of course. He'll have his own.
Good.
And then for sure I wanted to do something with Tracy, too. I just have to get a little bit more interest behind her first. And then with Carl maybe and Siobhan, but not so much. But definitely Quentin is at the top of the list for a spinoff, but it won't be like Rapture 5 or anything like that.
Okay.
It'll be a spinoff with the, you know, cast members from that book or whatnot, but a different title because, like I said, I'm independent, I'm indie, and so for me to keep doing 4, 5, 6 with the publisher, I'm just not willing to do that, and so it would definitely be spinoffs of these people.
Okay, so then I am a little perturbed about the whole Quentin situation, being that you're fixing that because.
You don't want Quentin with Jamie.
No.
He's not going to be with Jamie. That I can tell you right now.
I liked him with Tracy. I felt like we got shafted. So I'm waiting to see. I'm waiting to see what you do with that before I yell at you about that.
That shall be fixed. That's Tracy's fault trying to keep her feelings to, you know, sometimes as women, we have to kind of speak our piece, too. We can't just always leave it to men. We have capable mouths and be like, Quentin, what's up? I mean, if I'm feeling you, you feeling me, what's good? She hasn't said that. So, you know, we'll see.
That's true, but, okay, so if she can't have Quentin, I think she should be deserving of someone that fits her.
This would be a new person. And also, while I just remember, too, I definitely want to write something with Janae's friend Erica and the detective, the private detective.
Oh, yes. That was hot.
So, yeah, I definitely will make something with them, too. And, of course, you know, it's such a fine, thin line. It'll fall under the African-American fiction or romance category, while the other stuff is multicultural romance. It's too much. That's why I say no boxes, no labels. I just write fiction.
Right.
So, yeah, I definitely want to give them their story.
Okay. Well, I can always harass you in inbox if I have any other questions.
And of course, and I fully expect it.
And I'll be waiting on the blog and my moments in the limelight.
Of course.
But I don't want to have to fight with her. I just want to enjoy the moment. So
no, you don't fight.
If I can
fight
with her later, I'm going to have to fight with her. Okay. Let me get my thugging ready, okay?
Go ahead and do that. You're not supposed to fight, man. You don't have to fight. I might put Alicia with your man, and you're going to be all right.
His name is Shane. You can gladly put him with, you know, her with him, and I'll take Rush for, you know, a week or two, and then we can and then I'll be happy to take Shane back after I get my, you know, my fill of rush.
Those are spot tendencies right there. Spot alert.
I'm just saying, look, if you're gonna do it, let's do it right. If we're going to do it, we might as well do it all the way right. We might as well go all the way in with it.
Okay. Let's do this. And then you let me know when I have to come to your divorce party.
Will do. Will do. But it has been a pleasure to talk to you, Perry. I love you.
I love you. And I'm so glad you were able to call me in, Honey Bunch.
Me too, me too. It was good talking to you, and I am so sure I will talk to you soon.
Okay, all righty.
All right, take care of yourself, okay?
You too, baby girl.
All righty.
Thank you so much, Pia, for joining us tonight. And y'all are hilarious. I'm over here giggling, and I have to finally So we actually, I think Tracy wanted to come back on the phone line. So just one moment. Tracy, you're on the air with Perry.
Tracy. Maybe she butt dialed us.
It's okay. It's all right. It's okay. Listen, it's all right. Oh, Miss Perry, you know what, girl? You know, I got your back and everything. So I'm just so happy that you're getting this love. Like, I know that we've talked before about different things, and look at you getting love and stuff.
I know, right? It's like, and you've, like, been there from the beginning. So, you know, it's just, like, I don't even know how to put it into words. I don't know how to put it in words. I'm thankful and just super, like, excited about it because, like I said, it was never anything that I expected. And, like, I know that there's people that, like, have so much to say. I mean, especially with this, you know, the whole IR thing, like, they have their set authors that they read or they have their set people that they feel like really put stuff into perspective. I didn't sign on to be an IR author, so it's fine with me. But then to, like, be kind of, let's see, quote-unquote outcasted from those certain communities because of whatever reasons, you know, it's just really a trip. So to get the love that I do have from people that just like the fiction aspect of it is just amazing. I love it all. Love it all. And that's I love my group because I, like, know the people that are in my group are there for me. So, you know, that whole timeline thing and all that stuff, it's kind of irrelevant. It's not irrelevant, but I don't spend as much time there because, like, I know where my love comes from, and that's where I want to get it back to, you know? So.
I definitely understand. And we have another caller. Phone number ending in 6103. You're on the air with Perry.
It's Jackie again.
Hey, Jackie.
Hello. So, and I'm not even going to start on Tia and her whole rush thing.
Oh, my God, yes.
Won't even go there. But she did remind me of something when she was talking. When we were in Orlando, we were having a discussion about Rapture and Gavin and his books, and someone asked a question where it's like, I'm going to remember to ask her that. The person wanted to know what you would have done with Gavin if you had not redeemed him. She wanted to know what the alternate version of his book would have been.
Lord, how did they find out about that? I guess I didn't talk it loud enough. Okay, it wouldn't have been necessarily an option. I just would not have gotten him and Christina together as soon as I did. You know, there was always a reason for his cheating. Most men don't have a reason, they just floor. But, like, Gavin is just kind of like this free spirit, and I wanted to leave that with him a little bit longer. Like, maybe, you know, date her and take her out and stuff like that, but still have that whole flirtation to him, that whole flirtation side to him and not fully hers yet while, you know, she's still dating a little and he's still dating a little and not necessarily even keeping him in his marriage. Like, I was not going to keep him in the marriage because I don't care about writing about that or reading about it, but I know people getting their feelings about it. So him and Alexis were not going to stay married anyway. But it wouldn't have been anything alternate. I just wouldn't have fixed him, quote-unquote, as quickly because he's a kitty cat killer. He needs to kick it a little bit more. So I just wanted to be able to let him kick it a little bit more. He's my male side. So that's why I took it a little personal. He's my male side. And so I just wanted to be able to give him a little bit more fun. But, no, he definitely would have ended up with Christina. So that's a legit question. Like, how much more story would I have been able to give him without settling him down? So, I mean, I get that. But I found the quick fix for that without making it too
too bad. Like, I can tell you a little bit of it. Basically, like, you know, Christina is like an author. And so I'm going to have her at a book signing in Seattle with her agent. And she's going to see somebody that she used to date is going to be there. He's been not stalking her, but following her career. And so he's going to be there. And then Gavin is going to get the wrong idea about a situation. And it's going to escalate from there. So,
ooh.
But he's going to come to the hotel, her hotel where she's at, and the guy is going to be coming out. But what happened is the guy slipped her something. And so she was never with him, but that's not what it's going to look like to Gavin. So then, you know, I get to do a little bit of what I wanted to do, but then still keep the reader with what they wanted to. So I'm mapping that out now. It's mapped out. It just doesn't have the meat on it. So the skeleton is done, but the full body is not on there yet. But, yeah, I'm glad they asked that question.
Yeah, it was an interesting conversation. It's like, oh, I'm sure she'd love to know people are thinking about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And I had the cover done and everything. I've had the cover for the book for almost a year now. I just haven't done too much with it because I was trying to figure out how can I do this without really pissing people off and being true to the readers who supported me with Gavin, and then I finally figured it out. But, yeah, the cover is done. I would love to show it to you on the inbox in secret.
I'm going to take it.
Yes, it is nice. So, but, yeah, I'm glad they asked. Thanks for bringing it back to me.
Oh, no problem. And I will say I don't have any other questions, but you guys do have a couple questions in the live chat.
Oh, cool. Let me see. I have not looked up. Jane is filming. Maybe I have to refresh the screen because I don't see him. I'm just have to refresh because I don't have anything. So just give me 1 second to refresh my screen. I hope they don't be mad at me thinking I forgot.
No, because I have
excited.
So let me go and come back in for the city. 1 moment.
Oh, I don't have them. But if you can tell me what they are, Jamie, then that would be cool because I don't see them. I don't see
any questions either.
Are they in the group? They might be in. Are they in the Facebook group yet, Jesse?
I can read one
maybe
of them to
Facebook.
You.
Okay, maybe they're in the group, huh? I'm so backwards. Oh my God, I hope they're not mad at me.
Yeah, because I'm not in your group, so I wouldn't see that, and I don't have any in the chat on Blog Talk
right. OMG. Jackie, thanks for telling me. That's so embarrassing. I hope they're not mad at me. Oh, my God.
Oh, no problem.
I see Christine. Yes, it was. I think the format is way better. Oh, my God. Jackie, read me one, because I don't think I'm seeing it. Wait.
Okay, I'll read you one. Does Rush and Quentin's past deeds come back to haunt them?
Ooh.
And that question is from Addie.
Oh, man. I don't want that to happen. I just kind of had them, like, quiet thugs. Like, they, because really, I mean, I'm not trying to, like, endorse violence, but it's really, it's provoked. Their actions are provoked. Like, they don't just go out and instigate these incidents. I mean, I definitely would love to do that. That would be a whole different subgenre, actually. You know that, though, right? That would turn into, like, bad boy romance or bad boy fiction or whatever with these labels that they try to do. It would be in a whole other category. Because then it would be more them, like, trying to evade, you know, not even the law, but keep everything, keep their slates clean and all that kind of stuff. That's definitely something to think about. But I need to, good Lord. Can they, okay, who asked it? I need to answer it on the timeline. Lord have mercy.
I'll screenshot it for you and send them to you if you can't see them.
I'm looking at them now.
Okay.
I have to go in here and answer. But if we still have calls, then I'll have to wait so I can hear what they're saying because I can multitask, but I ain't that good.
No, I don't think we have any other calls. I mean, the calls that are here, they were here before. I think you've already spoken with them.
Okay.
So if you have
time
in your chat, you can definitely go through. You got about 10 minutes left.
Okay. Because there are answered all questions. Oh, Nett's still asking me where Brooklyn is. Lord have mercy. I got to get to Brooklyn. Oh, God. I wonder if somebody want to write Brooklyn, want to write that story for me. I'm going to ask Nett if she want to write it for me. Tell me how they think Brooklyn should be. Oh, my God, they can hear me. I'm hearing myself. Okay, I'm tripping out right now. Dang, why didn't you not hear myself over the internet? Oh, my God. I got to turn the speaker down. That's embarrassing. Why can't I hear myself?
Okay, you're so funny. Wait a minute.
I don't like to hear myself talk. I just had to really turn my speaker. Because I'm hearing this voice in the distance, and I'm like, who is this talking through my computer? It's me.
It's only, it's been you. So
oh,
funny.
My God. That's not funny, actually. Okay, Christine. I see Christine here and still Maya. I think that's it. I think I answered everything. Shanika says she didn't want Rapture 3 to end because she was highly anticipating Tracy being Carl's daughter. I think a lot of people thought that Carl was going to end up being, Tracy being Carl's daughter instead. Did she mean Alika or Tracy? Okay. Jay, I'm talking to myself, right? You don't have the people on the other end of this call think that I'm crazy, like I'm talking to myself.
No, you're not talking to yourself. Jackie is still on the phone line. as well as I'm still here, but I can't see what you're looking at. So,
because I didn't know that. Okay, I'll just add you. I know it's almost over, but I'm going to add you so that you can see what's in here because this is where I'm at. I'm just trying to make sure I'm capturing everybody. I think I am. Everybody's laughing at you because T is crazy.
I see a couple more questions. Are you planning to develop, I don't know how to say her name, Sylveon?
Siobhan.
Thank you. Are you planning to develop her relationship with Carl, and will his daughter be introduced into the story?
She will. She is going to be introduced. She's coming in four. She's coming in four. There's going to be a huge interaction with her and hanging out with her and Siobhan and Alika and Michaela. They all going to go do mani-pedis and stuff like that. She's in four. And then developing her and Carl, I think I just want to keep them in the present. I definitely don't want to go back to their past because I don't feel like writing from, like, what's that, the 80s or something. Like, when I date back, I always have to do the research. And I don't mind doing the research, but I just don't feel like it this time, so I will definitely be incorporating them, but probably not going back to when they first met and all of that stuff, giving, like, complete backstory. No. But they'll definitely be in. They have to be in the story. I won't say why, but they have to be. So they'll definitely be there more and more and more. Can they hear me? Or how is it working? Is Jackie answering him? I don't know how this goes.
If on the link, then they should be able to hear you fine.
Oh, okay, if they're calling in. Okay, because I know that at least one, I know Christine is in Canada, so she may not have called in at all. I don't know how that works with international calls. Is it considered internet? Like, I hope I don't have to do that. I don't know if it's about Canada. But I think it would be a cold for her to have to call, right? So maybe she's not on the call. Okay. God, I can't believe I've been talking through the computer this whole time. That's embarrassing. Oh, it's MG. Okay, is that it? No, Michael.
Oh, I see one more question from Nettie. What's up with Lola?
Oh, my God. Who asked me that?
Nettie Phil?
Who asked me that? Oh, my God. Okay.
Sorry.
And you know what? I knew it. I told Dad the other day. I said, I wish I hadn't announced Lola yet because, and then I was like, you know what? Never mind. Ain't nobody going to remember that I announced it except for you and Nett, and there go Nett. Okay, so Lola is coming. I'm writing her right now. Like, that's an urban story. And it's coming. I'm hoping to be finished with that in the next few weeks or so. I'm just going to, like, sit down and knock that thing out because that story is so fresh in my mind. Like, I already know how it's going to end, what it's going to be like. And I usually do with the urban stuff. Well, let me stop saying urban because in my mind, the stuff I write for that side is kind of like African-American fiction, suspense, and some romance and stuff like that. So I don't really call it urban. But Lola is coming in like within the next month. I'm writing them side by side, Rapture 4 and Lola together, and my Gavin as well. All of them together. Let's just hope it works out. Yeah, cute. I'm right when I'm here. Okay, yeah. I think that's everybody. Oh, and Cheryl said she was trying to talk, but it wasn't working, so she got through then. Okay. Oh, Jackie, I tell her press one. Okay. Oh, so I guess people don't know to press one automatically. Okay. Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. If I see any other stuff in here that I haven't seen before. Okay. I'm scrolling through, so don't mind me.
I'm doing the same thing. Look, Cheryl said, T, I don't want Russ. Gavin is my man. T is where everybody want Russ. Everybody want Russ. I want Clinton. I'm glad nobody's claimed him yet. That is the one I want, because in my mind, he looks just like John Uso, the Rock's cousin. That is who he looks like to me, and I have to find a really good picture of him to use. I might have to do a casting call for Clinton to use on the book cover because I need to get him just right.
Okay.
Okay. I'm still there. I see a question. Let me refresh. I don't think Tracy just posted something. Let me see. Tracy said she just wants Javier. Oh my God. Javier is hot. I like Xavier. I like his brother.
When I'm saying some of these books, like, they feel like these are like real life people. So, you know, I'm going to have to sit down and pull my life together to read it. So, you know, I love a good book. You know what? The thing about being a reader and reading good books is that you feel like you're inside of the book. And these people are like, you know, like if I walk out my door, I'm going to see whomever. And that is one thing that I appreciate from authors, if I get that feeling. Because if I don't get that feeling, a lot of times they're going to put your book down. That's just me. And you know, I read a lot when I do have and you know, I do reviews. And so if I don't get that feeling, I will put the book down. So, but it seems as though just from listening to everyone that's been on the phone line and just now reading through the comments, you did it, girl. You got you some good stuff. So go on. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I think because I'm a reader first, like I just want to do it from a reader's perspective. Like even when I go back and edit my stuff, I'm like reading the first 10 times as the writer, and then I'm going back another 3 times as the reader and like, okay, you need to fill that in right there. Or you need to, you know, I just want to give a good product, like, every time. I know it's not going to always be the best, but I definitely want to try to give a good product every single time. It's just important. It's super important. If I don't want to read it myself, then I need to shut that whole thing. If it's not something that I'm really wanting to sit and read for myself, it has to go. It really has to go.
We can appreciate the way that you've written these books, and I promise I'm going to sit down and read them Any last thoughts before it actually takes us off of the air? Any last thoughts?
I just want to thank everybody that called in, everybody that listened in, like everybody that just supports me throughout this whole thing. It's just been really, sometimes I look, and I won't even lie, I'll look and I'll see people that just get, well, on the outside looking in, it's like they have like this world of people who just like flock to them. And then I had to look at it the other day, like, okay, so it's just kind of different for everybody. You have who you have, they have who they have, and just keep doing it the way that you do it and let that speak for itself kind of thing. Because you can get caught up sometimes with, like, maybe comparing yourself to other people or, you know, comparing your particular style to somebody else's style and stuff like that. Like, me personally, I still read. I have not, in all honesty, sat down and just all willy-nilly picked up an indie author's book. And I know that's bad because I'm an indie author myself. But I'm still reading, like, the James Pattersons and the people like that who, like, are signed to these big people so I can know what it is that they want for when I – because, listen, I'm after a seven-figure deal. Like, I'm not just trying to stop at Amazon. I want that New York Times bestseller list. I want that USA Today. I want the whole thing, you know. And so I'm still studying. I'm thankful that the people that I interact with in my group, like, that they have access to me, even, you know, the people that email on the newsletter or whatever, because I like to know what they want. It's not like I feel like they're changing my story or anything like that. It's what they want to read about these people, and it just helps a whole lot. So I just want them to know that I'm thankful and that I appreciate them. That's really it, and I'm going to keep trying to give them the best that I can give them. That is really it. That is really all. And apparently I have like 10 books I need to be writing right now because I've let Pandora's Box fall by the wayside without giving Brooklyn her Happily Ever After. Oscar and the gang and Sarai and all of them have to bring closure to that, and Gavin. Oh, God. So, yeah, I just want to tell them thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. And if there's a lot of different things happening right now, and hopefully nearly – pretty soon I can share them with everybody. So, yeah, I'm just really happy with where I am right now. And because of them.
Awesome. We appreciate you as well. So I thank everyone who tuned in to the discussion of Rapture. I know Perry appreciates it. I appreciate you as well, Dean. Now, this is just my own simple little plug for my little show. You can listen to The Code on Friday night at 10:30 Eastern Time, 9:30 Central. You know, we have a lot of fun here on The Code as well. We talk about relationships and things that
y'all
we go
pervert.
Through.
Just tell them that you're pervert. They're like perverts.
No, actually, it switched up a little bit, because, you know, we took a hiatus and then we came back, but we do discuss things of sexual nature sometimes, but we do talk about real-life relationships because, you know, it's, I go through a lot in life, so we come back Friday night, and we laugh, we joke, we cuss, we have a good time. So just join us, and I appreciate your listeners and your readers that came in tonight. Also, Perry, I will be sending you a link later, so if anyone missed the show, you can always go back and listen to the archives. And if you have any questions, just reach out to me, because, you know, she's an open book and that little inbox, honey.
Exactly. Well, I thank you so much, my friend, for letting me use your line. And now I'll probably end up having to get my own. But I really appreciate it. And taking time out of your Sunday to be there and be my co-host, just like, I appreciate you a whole lot.
You're so welcome. And we are here any time.
Okay.
All right. Well, good night.
Good night. Have a good one.
Bye. you do the same.
Bye-bye.